Would that be the same thing as like a stampede or a stock show, or are those something different?
Well, no, it's a fair. It's a county fair. It's like the state fair.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The state fair pertains to, well, we have an art exhibit. We have an art show at the Sand and Sage Fair. And everybody, they have food. They judge the food and the canning and the art and the sewing. It's not only 4-H, but it's adults, too, that bring their wares to be judged.
Did another couple more pronunciations. Well, let me ask you this first. What is a dude?
Well, it's a guy that thinks he's a cowboy and isn't. That's what I call a dude.
Okay.
He thinks he is, but he really isn't. Okay. He's just dressed and wants to people think he's a cowboy, but he really isn't. He's
dresses
a dude.
The part that isn't really it. Okay. The red stuff that women put on their face is makeup.
Rouges.
Okay. The place where they bury people when they pass away?
Cemetery.
Okay. And the service that they have for them at that time would be called a what?
Funeral.
Okay. And what are they buried in, the thing that they are buried
coffin.
In?
Coffin.
Okay. Would you ever use the word casket?
Yes, I've heard that used many a time.
But mostly
mostly I would use coffin.
Okay, great. And when someone dies like that, the family does what? They go into a time of...
I don't really know what you'd call it here.
Okay.
You do have a family gathering, but there really is no definite name that you use.
Okay.
It's just a funeral, and there is one thing they do here, either a club or friends take in food for the family, and it's quite a ritual here because when there is a funeral, you know so many people, that there is a large crowd that go. Like in the city, you go on maybe just a handful of people. Well, here maybe 1,000 or 400 or 500 will go because they're known all over the county.
People know each other much more.
Much more. We have 36 graves we decorate every year because of our family being gone and all buried around here.
Do you have a family cemetery?
Well, we have a lot of family lots in the cemetery. And we have a group lots where we're, you know, the family's all buried together.
The word I was wondering if they would, if the family would be in a period of or family
mourning,
would be...
you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Not really. Not anymore.
Okay.
You don't, of course, I'm sure the one that's close to the one mourns, but I have been to so many funerals and so many things that usually, I'm sure the guy up there is listening to all the reminiscing they do. It's more of reminiscing.
Mm. Remembering.
Remembering.
Yeah. When you were little, sometimes you would walk by, you'd see an old abandoned house and you would think that it was haunted. Did y'all ever have any places like that?
When I was a kid, there was several places. There was one place in Lamar. When we'd go to school, we wouldn't go by the house because they said it was haunted. They'd see a woman up in the window in the attic, and we kids were all scared to death going by that house.
And what would they call that woman? She would be a what?
A ghost.
Okay. I'm just wondering about different names that people would use for, you mentioned the guy upstairs, for the guy downstairs. What are some of the names that people have for God's adversary who lives down below?
That's simply the devil and hell, what I think of, but I don't believe in that, so I never, really say anything about that. I have said go to hell, but I haven't ever... said anything.
Do you want to get that?
Oh, I just let it ring. Go ahead, Raymond. Tell him I'm busy.